Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating small business and golf this week at the Administaff Small Business Classic. My pleasure to be part of your day, and thank you for allowing me to represent you here. This is one of those tough duty assignments. This is one of the sacrifices that I make for you, ladies and gentlemen, as the Small Business Advocate, as your advocate, as the guy who you know, goes around the world proclaiming the beauty and the wonders of small business owners. That's me. And, but one of the tough duties that I have to do occasionally, I'm compelled to go to a place where there is golf being played. And I just want you to know that I don't mind taking a hit for you like this. I don't mind taking one for the team. And I want you to just—I don't want you to worry about me because this is, you know, it's what I do. And if it's good for you, then it's good for me, and I don't mind at all. Somebody who knows all about what I'm talking about is our good friend Gary Broadnax. And you know who Gary is? Gary's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Gary, as you know, is the president and the CEO of Dovari Incorporated, which is a CRM. It's probably oversimplified to call it a customer relationship management software company. He's got a lot more than that going on, but he's got a lot of new stuff happening, and he's here right now to talk to us about it. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And the sacrifices we make for our people.
Well, now you've been down here. You and I've been doing this now for 4 years. I met you 4 years ago when I first started, came down to the Small Business Classic, and you've seen me sacrificing out there for my small business owners, haven't you?
It's rough.
it's tough. Tell the audience what a martyr I can be out there.
Of course, I'm telling you.
They probably are thinking, boy, he must be a really bad golfer. and that's not far from wrong, folks. But hope springs eternal, Gary, as you know, and we trudge on. Gary, what's going on in the world of Dovari?
Well, Dovari is in 1 week releasing a new product, a serious upgrade to our product that will, I think, put the industry on notice. It's fabulous. It'll make coffee for you in the morning. It's that good.
Wow. Tell us about it.
Sure. What it allows the end user to do is just about.
The original product was designed with
salespeople in mind. It's designed to make the salesperson much more productive. Instead of collecting data for management, it was designed to make the salesperson give him a tool to use instead of just something to monitor what he does. So it gave him all his information that he needed to see to start the day on one screen right in front of him, gave him his own progress reports, how he's doing, what he needs to concentrate on. And one of the great things is intuitively designed so that instead of taking 8 clicks to get somewhere to add a contact or make an email, ours would only take 2 clicks. In fact, we did a report on the top leading 12 CRM companies out there, and we're the lowest number of clicks to do the 18 regular things you normally do. And what's great about that, the next company to us is twice as many clicks. So,
well, and the thing that's appropriate in news about all this, and because you know, folks, when I have people on my show like Gary who have products to sell, you know, my goal is not necessarily to make Gary a lot more money, but what I try to do is I try to introduce you to people who can accomplish two things. Number one, who can inform you, can educate you on on because what they do is something that you probably could use in your business, or maybe will use one day, if not now.
Right.
And the other thing is if these people have an offering to, for you, is I'm trying to give you a place to start. In other words, when I tell you about Gary's business or anybody else's business on the show, that's that where they are in an industry. Obviously, if they're here, they're in some industry. It's a place to start. It's a place for you to go and say, okay, let me see what they have. Then look around and look at the competitors.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not telling you to do business with anybody who's on the show. It's just my way of sort of culling out a lot of the place and just give you a place to start, because if they're on my show, we've already sort of pre-approved them. So, but Gary, here's my point. You are a small business.
Yes, I am.
I bet some of those other competitors that you guys, that you think, that you're comparing yourself to, I bet they're big businesses.
Most of them are, yes.
So that's my point, folks. Here's the lesson in what Gary's telling you right now, is that just because he's a small business doesn't mean that he can't dominate with his brand because of technology, and he's a pretty smart guy too. Because of the combination of those things, there's no reason why Gary can't dominate in his space, even against the big guys. Right, Gary?
That's right. Nowadays, you know, everybody was a small guy at one point. You just have to be aggressive and, you know, give people what they need, and you grow.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
And someday I hope we will be a you know, big mega business.
Well, you don't want to be a mega business, do you, Gary?
Why not? Why not? Well, as long as we continue to serve the customer, that's the
primary
goal.
But isn't
that
the beauty? Isn't that the beauty of the 21st century, Gary? I mean, you're successful right now as a small business. If you were honest with yourself, you know, you said, okay, let's shuck it all down here, Gary. Do I need more than this? I mean, you know what I'm saying is you're pretty successful as you are.
I'm a happy person. Yes, you're right.
Or you can get bigger if you want to.
That's true. But what drives a person to get bigger is to serve more people.
Yeah.
And so
there's nothing wrong, Gary, with saying, you know what, if I can serve 1,000 people, if I can add a little water and push a couple of more buttons, I can serve 10,000 people.
Wouldn't that be fun?
And that's the beauty of the scale possibilities of a small business, especially in the 21st century, with the technology that we have. Quick break, right back. We're here at Broadnecks. Going to get him and tell us more about this new product he's working on and maybe another announcement. Stay with us. 20 after. Feeling like I ought to sleep. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Gary Broadnecks, the CEO and president of Dovari Incorporated, D-O-V-A-R-R-I Incorporated, and they create customer relationship management software, CRM software. By the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find our show and the archives and the articles and the newsletter and the blog and lots of good stuff there that will help you have a maximum opportunity to be successful, including all the interviews that Gary and I have done over the years. You can find all those. Go back and listen to some of the things Gary has said about how to be successful using customer relationship management products. And, of course, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. Be sure to check that out as well. That's where you can get small business answers right now. Gary, you were telling us about this upgrade that you have to your software. As you're telling us this, and we want to hear about it, but as you're telling us this, explain how technology has allowed you to do this, even though you're not a big company.
Sure. The key is to have really good technology personnel, like software programmers, who are visionaries. There are two types of software programmers. One, they write code you tell them to write. Another is the kind that Seriously, you need those. But the ones I like are the visionaries. They are the ones who think what could be and go out and try to find something to make it happen. And we have two of the best in the world, I think, on our staff. And we're
losing. How many employees do you have total in Duvary?
27.
27. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. 27 employees, and he's dominating in a market that is populated by some pretty big shots, pretty big guys, big companies.
Yeah.
That's really impressive, Gary. I'm impressed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's like I said, you have to follow your vision. And if you keep the end game in mind, not your success, but the success of people you're trying to help, then you'll be successful.
Right, exactly.
And so,
tell us about the new upgrade.
Sure. New upgrade allows us, the product was powerful already, but what it allows us to do now is a person can collaborate with two, three, five, 10 people anywhere in the world on the same project, share, split commissions, work as teams, do pretty much anything around the world. It'll also, in the past, to make any changes to the program, you usually had to start some type of another program, some kind of utility program that allows you to go in and make those changes. Now, if you're the supervisor or you're the authorized person to make a change in our program, you pull up the page you want to change, click on it and say edit, and make the change right there on the page. You don't have to open anything else. You just make the changes right on our page. It's phenomenal.
What does it cost? Now, see, now, folks, this next answer to my question is gonna be a really big thing. I mean, when you think about the power that Gary's talking about, Gary, if somebody wanted to do business with you, a small business, they got two salespeople, they want to do business with you. I know you've designed this for the little guys too.
We did.
What would it cost to do business with you?
$65.
$65 a month.
$64.95 a month per person.
A month. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the beauty of this thing. This is why I like having Gary on the show. The capability that he has, something. Let's take about 5% of that capability, maybe 10% of that capability. 20 years ago, GM would have hired a major technology company to build them a proprietary capability. They did hire them to do that, probably.
Oh yeah.
And they paid $50 million to get 10% of the power that Gary's offering customers, people like Gary and others. We've had other people on like Gary doing different things for $65 a month.
It's amazing.
That,
people are still
that
doing
is,
it.
That is the thing, Gary. That's the reason why I've been since the 20th century. I've been saying the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur because of what you just said.
I agree. I mean, people are now trying to spend money, even now, on proprietary systems, and they're wasting them. They're spending millions and millions of dollars when they could buy something. Ours has become a platform. another major difference in our product is...
Is yours Windows-based or open source?
It's Windows-based. But let's look at open source. If you can program any... in Windows, you can add modules to our product. We don't make it closed based. In other words, you can come in and add components to our product easy as can be, easier than ever before.
Right.
And that's what this new edition. This new edition allows people to come in and program with Microsoft and change our product to whatever they want, and it's not that hard. It's designed to be flexible. It's designed to be completely open to people coming in and adding whatever they happen to have. In fact, if a programmer out there, for example, works in the Windows environment and has a inventory program, they can make that program work with our program probably in a day. This is that easy.
Well, that's and see, folks, that's the lesson. Part of what I want you to do, I want you to know about Gary's new products. And Gary, give us the website again, please.
Sure. It's www.dovarri.com.
Do you have a trial program?
What we have is a demo. You can click on it.
A demo. That's what I meant. Click out the demo,
product,
folks.
There are only teasers on the new product. November 1st, you'll be able to go in and click and see all you want to see on the new product.
DOVARRI.com, right, Gary?
That's correct.
Hey, Gary, thanks for a lot. I'll see you later on this week, right?
I look forward to it, man.
We'll be toughing it out there, won't we? Quick break, folks. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.